Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. This week I want to talk to you a little bit about something not really different, but you know, different. Yeah, because it's different. Here's what I want to talk to you about this week. Where does your strength come from? To be a good runner, you have to start with your core. To be a good human, you have to start with your core. The other day I was talking with one of my runner friends. I say a runner friend. I run occasionally with him. Run with being in air quotes because running with him consists of meeting up before the run, him running very quickly off, him waiting for the slow old guy to come back from the run, and then we chat for a little bit while about running and all the different things that go with running because we both love running. So my friend asked me the other day, he said, why is it that you never seem to get injured when you're running and I'm always dealing with some random injury? And I wanted to tell him it's because you're fast and fast runners get injured, but that's not true. So I told him, I said, well, one of the things that I've done is there's two things that I've developed. Number one, I realized long ago, probably 10 years ago, that I'm never going to be fast. So I've worked very little on speed. There's just not a speed button in my body. So there's no reason for me really to focus on speed, to work on speed, because I'm going to get there. I'm just not going to get there as fast as you. And the second thing is, knowing I wasn't going to be fast, I decided I wanted to run long. And so everything that I've been studying for the last 5 years since I decided I was going to run long was, how do you keep on running long without injury? Because it involves more hours on your feet. It involves more hours out there. Well, the big thing that I have discovered when I started to read about this was that a endurance runner's strength comes from the core. Well, that got me thinking. There's a lot of things that happen from our core. There's three things that I'm going to talk to you about today. Number one, there's really no secret to running strength. Number two is, if a strong foundation is good for running, where else in your life can you be strengthening your core? And number three is, seeing strength training pay off in your running will also allow you to see strength training pay off in all areas of your life. So where does my running strength come from? There's no secret recipe to it. Running strength and the ability to overcome nagging little injuries and soreness to be able to run consistently comes from one key area that I think too many runners don't spend enough time doing. And quite frankly, I don't spend a lot of time doing it. But when I talk to you about this, it's going to kind of maybe touch something in your brain. To me, it's fairly easy to learn how to run fast and to build quickness in running. It's, you know, some people just have quick twitch muscles and they can just do it. But to build strength takes patience. And I think that's why a lot of runners don't develop the strength in their core that is necessary for building that endurance. Patience comes as you begin to build a solid foundation. Paying attention to core strength building doesn't take a lot of time. Few runners will take the time to put in the short amount of work necessary to build the strength. As you guys have probably realized by now, I read incessantly. It's one of my probably strengths and probably also one of my weaknesses, because I read a lot. Just means that I have a lot of information floating in my head all the time. So there was a Runner's World article back in May of 2018, and it was called Why Strength Training is So Important for Running. I personally think that you should look it up online, why strength training is so important for runners, and that you should incorporate this in there. This article basically covered a lot of different things in strength training, but it said a little bit of strength training into your exercise routine will allow you to build a strong core that will withstand the pounding that your body will take when running lots of miles. So I didn't really put a lot of, you know, stock into this whole strength training thing until 2017. 2017 was one of those great years for running for me, and it was also one of my worst years for running. So I set a personal best in my marathon, and I also set a personal best in 50K until last year. But I also missed running flat out, could not run for 3 months because of calf injuries and foot injuries. And as I looked at why these injuries kept on occurring, one of the things I realized is I had a weak core. And when your core is weak, you overcompensate by running harder. So instead of light foot strikes, you'll find yourself striking the ground harder. And the harder you strike the ground, the more you stress your muscles and the tendons and the tissue in your feet. The more you stress all of those, the more you find yourself on the sidelines watching everybody else run. There's a lot of science that's gone into this. Just look it up. Look up strength training. Everything will tell you that a solid foundation is something that will not only keep you running strong for a long time, but it may be where the speed that you need to be really successful in endurance runs comes from. I'm still looking for the speed. Haven't found it. It's got to be out there somewhere, right? I mean, I got to be able to run something fast. 50 feet, I don't know. One of the things that I've figured out is knowing where your strength comes from will make you a much better and a more durable runner. As you know, running is not all my life. It's not everything that I do. I also strive to be a better husband. I strive to be a better employee and a better employer. I strive to be a better salesperson. I strive to be better at relating to people. I strive to be a better friend. I strive to be a better mentor to those people that are looking to me to mentor them. Everything in my life is, I know that I am not the best version of me yet. And so I'm always constantly striving to be a better version of me. So one of the things that I discovered as I began to build a strong core is I can build a strong core in other areas of my life also. So if a strong foundation in running means that I'll have endurance in being a runner and that I can run injury-free, what if I worked on that same strong foundation in my marriage? What does that look like? What does it take? What does it mean to have a strong marriage? What if I take and I look at all the areas of my life where I can have a strong foundation, and what would be the end result of building a strong foundation in every facet of my life? So I just got fascinated with this, and I started realizing that if I take the discipline to take 15 to 20 minutes three or four times a week to build a core strength as a runner, am I willing to take 15 to 20 minutes to build core strength in other areas of my life too? So as I began to apply that same principle of building strength to my running, I found out that I could really do amazing things if I applied this to my personal life also. I read an article on Quicken.com. It was called What is Financial Discipline? And so I began to put these same disciplines into my finances. So I began to build strength in my finances so that I wasn't constantly going into debt and wasn't doing this, you know, go into debt, pay off the debt, go into debt, pay off the debt, go into debt, pay off the debt. I wanted to pay off my debt and I wanted to stay out of debt. One of the other things I wanted to do is someday I would like to be able to retire. I know it sounds really weird out there, but you know, I am getting older. I will turn 57 this year, and I don't want to work until I'm 126. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I do want to work then. But the thing is, I wanted to be able to develop discipline so that one day I could build retirement. Well, that meant that I had to have the discipline to save from every paycheck that I had. So now I've, you know, started working on that strength. I took the same discipline. I took it into my spiritual life, into my friendships. And, you know, it's really amazing when you develop core strength in all areas of your life, the world suddenly opens up to you and you really begin to live again. And that was one of the things that really excited me, because what if you could really start living again because you're not trying to run yourself out and run yourself ragged and just... You end up being injured. What, you know, think about it with relationships. How many times do we get injured in relationships because something happens and the next thing we know, the relationship has fallen apart? Well, you know, I always look at it when something happens in my relationships with people, I don't look at the other person and go, man, that person's an idiot. No, I don't like this person. I don't like what they're doing here. I don't like what they're doing there. I look at myself and I go, huh, where am I falling short? How do I build the strength back in my area? And because if I can strengthen something in my area that's causing relationships to fall apart, then you know what? I'm going to have a stronger core in my relationships, and now I'm going to be able to understand and be able to listen to people more. That may be something for another subject, is listening to people. This whole strength training thing, I began in late 2017 building strength, and you know, took it all the way through 2018, where I had to take 6 months off for ear surgery, or 6 weeks off for ear surgery. But I built strength. When I came back from my ear surgery, one of the first things I did was I built my core strength before I went and started running again. You know, and there's just amazing, as you build strength in all areas of your life, how it's going to pay off. So 2020, pretty much for a lot of people, it stunk. But see, I found strength training paying off in an amazing way in 2020. So I watched so many of my friends' lives torn apart and put asunder by the pandemic raging through our communities. Mental health is definitely at an all-time, if you want to use the word crisis, I think mental health in America today, where we have a tremendous mental health crisis going on, because this whole pandemic and lockdowns and all that stuff really screwed with a lot of people's minds. One of the reasons is a lot of people haven't been paying attention to core strength. They haven't been paying attention to building a strong foundation. And so when they go and they try to live life with everything changing on a dime every 5 seconds, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, back to wear a mask, wear two masks, wear three masks. I don't even know how many masks we're supposed to wear when we go out now. But one of the things that I found is I didn't see my life disrupted a lot by what was happening throughout the thing. I followed every single guideline that was put out by my state government officials. I continue to do so. I don't understand a lot of it. I don't agree with a lot of it, but you say I got to do it, so I'll do it. Last March, my corporation that I was working for announced that all management would be taking a 25% pay cut through the duration of the stay-at-home orders, even though we had to still keep on going into the office. So on a Saturday, I decided, you know what? Since I got to stay at home, I'm going to use my warehouse, and I set up a pandemic marathon on a 0.68 mile loop. So I ran a marathon inside my warehouse. Now, the key thing is this is 2 weekends after my pay had been cut by 25%. So what I did is, instead of getting frustrated and refusing to participate, I decided to have fun, and I ran a marathon, the pandemic marathon, in my warehouse. Then that followed. A couple weeks later, all of a sudden, I was offered the opportunity of a lifetime. It meant that I had to leave the Bighorn Mountains and move to the coastal area of Virginia. But I was offered the opportunity to take over a small business doing something I love, which is selling lighting. And I love lighting up people's lives. So this opportunity was beyond anything I could have ever dreamed of. Then also in 2020, the 50-mile distance has always been my nemesis. I've run over 50 miles plenty of times in training and just for fun, but I had never finished a 50-mile race. Well, in 2020 of all years, I finally got that monkey off my back, and I finished the JFK 50-mile on a sprained ankle for 35 miles. So I attribute a successful 2020, a year where devastation has swept our planet, to knowing where my strength comes from. Knowing where your strength comes from will build for you lasting legacies of amazing times on this earth and will enable you to live a life to the full. In all areas, whether it's running or working, my marriage, my strength comes from a strong foundation. My strong foundation starts with faith and belief, but results in discipline and success. And I want you to see that progression. My strong foundation begins with faith and belief, but the result is discipline and success. What does that mean? If you begin all of your strength training with a faith and belief that you've already have everything you need to accomplish put inside of you. You are not lacking anything. When you begin to believe that you lack something or that you're not capable of doing something, that is the day that you should just look at yourself and say, you're right, I can't do that. It's like when people come to me and they say, I could never run 50 miles. I go, you're right. Because you just stopped yourself right there because you said, I could never do that. But faith and belief says, I could run 50 miles. I could run 100 miles. I could run for 24 hours. I could run 200 miles. I could run up the top of that mountain. Jenny hates it because we'll be riding around and I look out the window someplace where we're driving. I go, I could run that. And she just, you know, she has learned to just look at me and say, you're strange. But see, I have faith and belief in everything I do. I have the faith and belief that everything I set my hand to, that I've already been given everything I need to accomplish it. So what that gives me is it gives me the result of a discipline that results in success. And that is what living an ultra life is all about. Living an ultra life is knowing you are capable of so much more, but you already have everything you need deep inside of you. Now all you have to do is draw from that, strengthen your foundation, strengthen your core, and go out and do amazing things. Want to run a half marathon? Never run a half marathon before? Go attempt it. You'll amaze yourself. Never run a marathon? Go attempt it. You'll amaze yourself. Never run 100 miles? Go attempt it. You'll amaze yourself. I'm not the brightest person out there, but I do know that when we strengthen our core, we're going to live a life lived to the full, an ultra life. Thanks for listening, everybody. Keep on sending us emails, livingandultralife@gmail.com. That's it for this week's episode of Living an Ultra Life.